Day number 15, an argument from silence, the unprayer. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3 through 4, and Acts 9:16. From the first, Paul was destined for suffering, and suffer he did. Everywhere he went, he and his message brewed up trouble. The most despicable troublemakers were the Thessalonians, not the common people, but the leaders. Paul's initial ministry there was going along just fine. It was only when amazing things started happening, when the power of the gospel was unleashed and people were responding, that trouble started. The Jews become jealous when they see people accepting Paul's message, so they go to the marketplace and round up unsavory characters and start a riot. Unable to locate Paul, they grab some innocents and have them arrested. That night, under the cloak of darkness, the brothers send Paul on to the next town. 50 miles later, Paul is teaching in the next town, called Berea, and God is once again blessing his message with great fruitfulness. Now things get even uglier. Back in Thessalonica, the haters hear that Paul's message is having great success in Berea. Once again, they round up their rabble-rousers and send them off to destroy Paul's work there, too. These jealous leaders were just like those Jesus warned about, saying, "Woe to you, hypocrites! You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to." That's in Matthew 23, verses 13 through 14. They were really bad people, wolves. In perfect contrast to these bad Thessalonians were good Thessalonians. This church was so obedient, the only exhortation Paul could conjure up was to tell them to just keep doing what you are doing and do it more and more. They were really good people. Knowing there were ravenous wolves living among his precious Thessalonian sheep, Paul's prayers were extra fervent. It's exactly here where the insight on prayer for suffering people is gained, not just in what Paul prayed for them, but especially in what he did not pray for them. He does not pray that they will be spared persecution, but that they would not be shaken by it. Finally, Timothy comes with a positive report, after which Paul writes, "You yourselves know that we are appointed to suffer tribulation. Now we really live since we are standing firm in the Lord." 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 4 and 8. Certainly, it isn't wrong to pray that our loved ones be spared trouble. The point here is simply that this was not Paul's first reflex as he prayed for his friends in trying circumstances. And this silence says a lot.